We'll go to chapter 2, which is evaluating products. We are starting with this. When we use the term product, what may come to your mind? Several words, several things may come. You may think of consumer product. You may think of industrial product. You may think of service. So many issues may come. Now, a product, ultimately understand, it always starts with core idea. A product like this, you will get what we call a core idea. Now, what is a core idea? In the earlier chapter, we spoke about something. There is a need in the market for something which can be used to wash clothes. Or there is a problem that I've got dirty clothes which can be washed. Now, when we look at washing clothes as a type of a solution, or I'm trying to give them somebody a product, then you may find that while the core idea is to tackle this need of something which can help in washing my clothes, what are required in this? First, obviously, there has got to be dirty clothes. Then you require some medium in which to wash. So there may be water. Then you will require something which will be a chemical agent, which is going to soften the dust, remove the dust. And you also require a mechanical agent which will help in scrubbing, rinsing, you know, ensuring that the water and that soap works on the dirt and it gets removed. So when we say the core idea is looking at something to help the housewife in her problems of cleaning clothes, then from this core idea, issues may come that I may look at one side, which is the chemical aspect. The other side, I may say I'm looking at the mechanical aspect. So in the chemical, what can happen? You can have soaps, you can have detergents, depending upon whether the water is hard or soft, which is the particular chemical agent which can work. You may look at price. You may look at that, does it require some additional ingredients to ensure that it is soft on the hand. So all these issues come, which we are talking of the chemical part of it. On the mechanical part, I'll have to look at how I can help once the clothes are soaked in that water with soap, how I can help in getting it cleaned, scrubbing, you know, going on, putting it in the water a few more times to ensure, then rinsing, then ensuring that it is spin dried. So all these issues come. Supposing the company decides that I want to concentrate on this mechanical part, then what happens is, from the core idea, a functional product will be developed. Now, what is the functional product? It can be a washing machine. So here, we can have a washing machine which is semi-automatic. That means, in one, I do the soaking and the scrubbing part. Then from there, I take it and put it in another part where the rinsing takes place. Or I can have a situation where all this action happens in the same tub. So I decide how it is, and the technology I bring in, and I come with a particular functional product. I may come with an automatic washing machine. I may come with a semi-automatic washing machine. I may come with a washing machine with advanced sensor systems. It becomes fuzzy logic. It picks up what is the amount of soap to be dispensed. All these issues can be there. So I can create, around the core idea, what we call a functional product. This functional product, obviously, will be, in this case, product with what are the features, what are the actions it can do, what are the add-ons. All these become my functional product. But the thing doesn't end there. Having made this washing machine, then I've got to look at what we call the augmented product. Now, what is the augmented product? The augmented product is this washing machine, which I've given with certain types of features, with certain types of functionalities. When the customer is buying, the customer would like to be made familiar with the uses of all these. In case there is a problem, there must be someone who is coming and attending to that machine, someone who is able to resolve these issues. There has got to be some type of an assurance on the quality. These are all what we call the augmented product. That means from the core idea, the product which I have created, the functional product, I have got to deliver something which is beyond. Then the customer is going to be satisfied. Like for instance, if one has gone into the soap and detergent, then the detergent which has been developed, it must be of a quality which ensures that whatever the stains, the dirt that is removed, and while removing, it does not go and affect the color or shade of the clothes, or it does not weaken the texture of the clothes. So the chemical action will have to be such that, you know, while it is able to tackle the dust and the soilage problem, it at the same time ensures that the product, that the stuff, the clothes which are being washed, they are not affected. These are all issues which beyond the functional becomes augmented product. Now you will always understand that when you have this product, all these features, these additional inputs and all which we give, they don't come without cost. There is always cost. So the organization has to see that what I am putting input as features, add-ons, specialties, customization, specific, you know, some additional types of qualities which I am putting in order to ensure that the customer gets a very good, satisfactory experience. Now, against that cost which I am incurring when I am selling, do I adequately make profit? That means, am I able to sell it at a price at which I'll be able to make profit? When we look at this, then this issue comes, how do you do that? So what is done is that there can be a every product, there will be what we call a maximum retail price. That means this is the price at which the customer is buying. But that may not be the amount which the company gets. Because what happens from this, there will be dealer margins, there will be taxes and levies, which after deduction, you come to what we call the net realization for the company. So this basically is what is giving the company its revenue. On the other hand, there is what we call a cost of production. Then to this, we may have to add handling, transportation, etc., till the point of sale. When you add all this, this takes you to what we call the cost of goods sold. This, when we deduct from the revenue, this is what we come to, the gross profit. See what we are saying? First, we have got a maximum retail price. Let us say a product, the MRP for the product is 150 rupees. Now from that, when you deduct whatever are the dealer margins, the commissions, the taxes, the levies, all that when we deduct, supposing from this 150 rupees, this comes to rupees 100. So what we are saying, the company's billing for a product which is selling in the market at 150 rupees, the company's billing is 100. This balance 50 rupees is where it is gone to pay your commissions, dealer margins, taxes. Now supposing we say for producing this product, it costs, let us say, rupees 40. And you have got to transport it to the point of sale, handling and all that. Let us say that adds another rupees 10. Then the cost of goods sold is rupees 50. So the gross profit in this case is rupees 50. Now, when we look out in the market, the buyer will compare this 150 rupees with competition. So if a competing product is available at 145 rupees, they will think that this one is costlier. Or if it is available at 160 rupees, then they know this is cheaper. Now on that they will form their opinion whether this product is a cheap product, premium product, classy product, all these will come. But as far as the company is concerned, for the company's product, the consumer takes it that it is 150 rupees. But for the company, company is not getting 150 rupees. Company is getting only 100 rupees because this balance 50 rupees has gone into the distributor taking his markup, the retailer taking his markup, value added taxes, levies, all these will come. So if 100 rupees is what the company is getting, then for them the profit will come 100 less whatever is their cost of goods sold. Now you will observe this 100 rupees which is a function of this MRP, it is very difficult to raise because if I raise this price, then vis-a-vis competition my product becomes costly. So what can be done? To an extent, this 50 rupees which has gone in dealer margins and all, you may try to do something. Maybe you remove one layer of intermediary or something you can try to do to see if this 100 can be slightly increased. When you come down here, you may discover that the cost of production, while you may try to bring in economies of scale, do better purchase, better resource allocation, but there is a limit up to which it can be done. You may not be able to reduce it beyond the point. So what happens over here, you also there is a pressure. So over here, as we find that we cannot increase that, similarly here we cannot decrease this. So this gross profit 50 which comes, it sometimes becomes a issue. Can I maintain that? Because from this, please understand, other expenses are going to be incurred. So what will be the other expenses? You may have incurrences on the selling expenses, distribution expenses, administrative expenses, marketing expenses. All this has got to come from this. So it becomes very important to regulate and evaluate this part. Okay? When we look at product per se, then people, you know, ideas may come that is it a consumer product? Is it an industrial product? Is it a service product? Not is a consumer product, something which is normally purchased by the consumer for personal consumption and non-business use. Similarly, an industrial product may be purchased for either manufacturing something or using in the process of manufacture. Now what happens, depending upon what is the nature of this product, your emphasis may keep on changing. So here what we are saying is that when we look at the product, all of them may not be same in terms of their features, in terms of the strategies to be used. Like if it is a service product, you'll find in service the biggest problem is it is less tangible, it is instantly perishable, so I cannot keep inventories. It's very difficult to ensure proper maintenance of the uniformity in standards because each is an experience. So there are issues involved with that which in marketing you try and tackle. But here in marketing finance, where we are saying that irrespective of whether the product is a convenience product, shopping item, specialty item, whether it's an industrial product or a consumer product, certain basic parameters we have got to look at. And in that, just now as I showed you, we have got to ensure what is the organization's net revenue realization and what is the company's cost of goods sold. That is the first step which we go into. But then that is not the only thing through which we can do, because sometimes what we have to do is that while this margin as a percentage may look very attractive, it may not be the only measure of finding out whether that product is profitable. Like for instance, let us look at two instances. There is one product for which the selling price, let us say, is rupees 200. And for which the cost, that means either you are procuring or you are manufacturing, let us say is cost rupees 150. So whatever my gross profit is rupees 50. And 50 when I take on 200, I say I am having a 25% margin. I can have another product where the selling price is rupees 200 again, but the cost of this is rupees 180. So my profit here is rupees 20. When I take 20 as a percentage of 200, I find that my profit is only 10%. So for me, it may look that this product is better than this product. But there can be something else to it, and that is that when I am selling, I can sell 100 units of this product per month. Whereas for this product, I can sell 500 units per month. That's one part. The other is that while I am selling 100 units per month, I may have to keep in stock 50 units per month. Whereas in this which I am selling 500 units per month, I can manage here also with 50 units per month. If we do a small little calculation, we'll find that the sales here, if I am selling 100 units per month and I am making 50 rupees, that means my profit is rupees 50 into 100. So I am making 5000 rupees profit. And how much am I keeping in stock? I have got to keep in stock 50 units, which is worth 150 rupees. That means 7500 is what is my blockage in funds. You're clear? I've got to keep 100 units I can sell. So 100 units into 50 rupees gives me 5000 rupees profit. But I have to keep in stock 50 units per month, which I am buying at 150, so 7500. In the other case, where I am selling 500 units per month, so 500 multiplied by 20, I am making 10,000 rupees, 200, 2,000, This is my profit, and how much is the stock I am keeping? I am keeping 50 units in this stock at 180, zero. So here when I make 5,000 rupees on an investment of 7,500, and here where I make 10,000 rupees on an investment of 9,000, here my return on investment is coming to about 67%, whereas here I find it is about 111%. So where it looked like that my percentage of margin here is higher and here it is lower, when I look at how much is the units I have got to hold in stock and what is the total number of velocity I have, I discovered that this product where the margin was 10% is actually a more profitable venture than for me than where I am making 25%. So the issue which comes up is that I cannot do the evaluation only on the basis of the percentage of margin. I've got to look deeper and see what is my investment which is required. We'll look at this a little more in details.